report.
What's up, Winnipeg? You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
Good morning. Located on Treaty 1 territory in the heart of downtown Winnipeg, this is the Medicine Wheel of Music. Land of Anishinaabe, Cree, Oji Cree, Lakota, Dakota, Dene, and of course, homeland of the Red River Métis. Thank you very much for joining us in a very frigid Sunday morning.
Is it ever?
Here in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Of course, I am not alone. My name is Jesse James, and I got two of the baddest boys in the building. Of course, Mr. Tony Cini.
Hey, my Patriots! Come on!
Okay, all right.
Boston.
And of course,
Jowda.
The key! He's back, baby.
Locked and loaded.
No, loaded for sure.
Fully loaded.
Good to see you, boys. How you doing? How you feeling, man?
You know, it's one of those mornings, you know, where it's just a good old fashioned Winnipeg January morning.
Yeah, you're telling me you had some trouble with your car today, or the windshield.
I had some vehicular problems on the way here. Mainly, like, you know, mechanical issues related to the windows and stuff, you know. Let's bring back the old rolling windows, you know what I mean?
Yes, I still got them.
Yeah, exactly, man. We need to bring those back,
Ford,
man.
My Ford.
We're just getting automated everything.
I hate it.
You know what I mean? And we need to go back where, like, we actually did some work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you know what? No one works these days, okay?
Dude, they're all opening daycares.
Getting money. Collecting checks.
No, for real.
The Somalians. let's get into it.
Oh man, no, this cold weather is I don't mind it, but when it starts having car problems like this and all that stuff, then it's just like I can't wait till it warms up to like a balmy minus 15.
No doubt. You know that is being nice too. That is nice and warm.
Yeah.
A nice minus 18.
Exactly, man.
No win.
Something to put the shorts, so you can put your shorts on.
Yeah.
And play a little ball in the back.
You know what? Even at this weather, I think there's still a shorts guy out there.
Oh, dude, I saw a picture of some dude marching through. I mean, what is it? Wild Winnipeg?
Yeah,
Wild West Winnipeg,
Wild Winnipeg
or whatever.
Yeah.
They once in a while, they'll post a little something. I think they posted a video of a guy stretching through it. Shorts guy. Oh, wasn't there a particular like shorts guy that would go through downtown all the time that people like knew? And he would go in shorts in any temperature.
Probably. I would imagine that maybe that's the guy that's on Wild in Winnipeg. Maybe that'd be him. Maybe dude, there was this one guy when I worked at Rexall. There was this one guy who wore no shoes whatsoever.
What?
Like, never. But like, when it came to...
Wait, to walk in? Like, he's a customer, obviously, right?
He's a customer, yeah. He walks in, he has no shoes
walks
and everything.
In, no shoes. Everything else is decked out, though.
Yeah, he has everything else. His clothes, you know, he has regular shirts and
is he
pants
nice?
On and everything.
Is he dressed nice?
No, you could tell he's, like...
Homely?
A little weird.
Oh, okay.
You know?
He's just wearing a suit. No shoes.
Yeah. He was waiting for those perfect pair of shoes to steal.
But during wintertime, he would wear, like, like these leather get-ups, you know what I mean? Like he'd literally wrap like rope around them and stuff. It's just wild stuff, man.
Hate shoes, dude.
I guess so, man. And I would ask him, like, dude, do you ever step on like glass and stuff? He's like, oh yeah, but you know my feet are calloused up and everything now. You know,
Jesus.
Doesn't even feel it. So
natural soles.
He's leaving blood prints all over the floor, dude.
But like, I would imagine it's probably even worse these days because, I mean, there's needles and stuff all over the place, right? So
me and Dustin walked in. We saw needles on the way in.
Are you serious? Where?
Yeah, I saw needles.
I shouldn't have left them there.
Dude, just no, around just the corner by,
yeah, just around the corner no when you way. Walk into that little corridor there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of gift cards.
You got to stay. You got to.
I've seen the gift cards.
Stay warm. You got to stay warm.
Hey, well, somehow.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So
speaking of staying warm, I mean, I'm wrapping up as much as I can in this Marnie Ford weather.
Yeah.
And reality is hitting me a little hard right now because the jacket that I have, it's starting to get a little tight.
Uh-oh.
Muscles.
It's muscles is what I'm hoping jacked, for. It's what I'm hoping for. But I think it's the...
Muscle.
I think I'm getting a little big.
No.
You guys can say it.
You're married.
You guys can say it.
You're allowed to now, okay?
Dude, I'm a big fatty. And here, let me tell you some examples of... Like, for one thing, why are we coming out with... family-sized bags of chips. They're adult-sized bag of chips, all right? Whenever I finish the end of a bag, I always look at the wording, and it says family, and it makes me feel so terrible, dude. These are adult-size, all right?
Yeah.
Kids are the ones ordering the small ones here.
Yeah.
I can finish, I can cash. Like, chips are bad for me. I can cash chips all day, every day.
Honestly, dude, I literally had to quit chips, like, a few weeks ago, man.
Yeah.
Cause it was
scratching.
You got any on you or what? Like, come on,
something bin.
What's in that bag? I need to see what's in that.
Pick, catch.
Come on now. No, dude.
They're all just shortened. Dude.
So I'm a little on edge right now.
Yeah, all right.
So no, for real, I did have to quit chips because I did notice that like, and it's yeah, it's the same thing. Like my vice is chips. You know what I mean? I'm a salty guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. I love salty things, salty nuts. You know what I mean? So I had to give that up because I've noticed like whenever I would eat chips, I would sweat more. You know what I mean? And it's just because of the sodium inside of it, man.
Okay.
You know,
it's not from the blinking, all the hard work that you're putting in,
the breathing. You know, the the automated breathing. And
are you eating in a sauna when you do this?
No, it's just, for whatever reason.
No,
man,
it's sodium. No, I understand what you're saying.
For whatever reason, I would have them. And I remember what kind of was like a turning point for me is when I've been going to a chiropractor for the past couple of months. And I had an appointment where I was like, where I finished eating, you know, some chips or whatever. Then I went to the appointment and I was just sweating, dude. I couldn't stop. I was like, what am I? I'm like sweating. I'm like fatting myself.
Heat down in here?
It's like the minus 30. I was like, can we get the AC going in here, man? Come on. Like, why you guys got it so hot in
here?
You're
begging for minus 40 weather.
Yeah, man. But
you try eating those outside?
So I just like, I was just drenched, buddy.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, okay, maybe it's probably the chips. And sure enough, I stopped eating them. And yeah, I wouldn't sweat as much when I go to the appointments.
Dude,
when I'm just at home or whatever, right? And so it's I totally get you, man. And no, you're not big.
Come
on, man.
Have you ever done this?
You're just jolly.
Have you ever not finished something and then threw it out in the garbage?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then hours later, you would be hungry.
No, don't tell. You went.
And you would go back to that garbage.
You went full Costanza.
No one's full
bro.
Well. Oh, no one's full yeah, well. That piece
is touch. Yeah, you didn't touch.
That piece is wrapped up nice and secure. Because when you initially threw it out, in the back of your mind, you were thinking, well,
Jess,
there's a chance. I never did that.
Jess, are things okay, Jess?
Dude,
are things okay at home,
dude,
Jess?
You want to hear how fatty I am?
Yeah, yeah. What's going on here?
You know what I did a couple weeks ago?
You have burgers in your pockets.
You know what I did a couple weeks ago, dude?
McDubs in your pockets right now.
Okay, so we make these chicken thighs, and we shake and bake them.
Yeah.
And we put them in the Tupperware, or not the Tupperware, the baking dish or whatever.
Yeah.
Put them in the oven. Cook it. Whatever comes out, they're delicious. All right?
Yeah,
so we let them sit for a minute so we can store them, put them away, because it's usually prep for the week.
Yeah.
Once that is done, you scoop them all up and put them in that dish is just left over like oil and like remnants of
sauce and
the seasoning. Yeah. Once in a while, I like to take a little bit of spoon to that and just eat the seasoning. All right.
That's just
now. Here's the thing.
Not even dipping bread in it.
No, just spoon. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's not my first rodeo. I've done that plenty of times, all right?
I could imagine. Yeah.
But last week, or no, a couple weeks ago, here's what happened.
Oh, jeez.
She made it, all right, yeah. As opposed to me.
Yeah, it's her fault.
Yeah, I came home. Yeah. The dish is sitting right there. Everything is put away, like the chicken-wise, but yeah. It's just breading on the inside of that. Oh, I'm like, no. I look around. It's dark. It's gloomy. No one's around. No one's watching. I take a spoon. I go, dip it into that thing. Put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Tastes kind of funny.
No.
Tastes kind of funny. What is this?
Yeah, yeah.
Immediately spit it out into the sink. Like, what the F was that?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Frick.
Dude. Mad. Just mad.
You know?
Yeah, dude.
So, it's my seasoning.
So the dish soap that we have.
No.
Pascal, well, there's one that's called something like Polymolive Platinum, yeah. 4 times stronger than any detergent.
That purple stuff.
It comes out in a foam and not a
holy moly.
Oh, the spray.
What I do is I spray it on there so yeah. It sits and lifts kinda, everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Smart.
She had done that an hour previous.
Oh my god!
So there was no bubbles or anything. It was just
you could just see
you could just see the crumbs and,
yeah, yeah,
and the oil and the deliciousness.
Yeah.
So like, that's what I was.
Why is it coming off so easy? Off
man, getting lots of goods here. Yeah.
Dude, I had a spoonful of that tough detergent.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
And
you have whiter teeth, I noticed.
Dude, it hit me pretty good. I learned something right then and there. I was like, maybe I should quit this.
Yeah,
this spooning business.
Did you tell? Did you tell her about it?
I didn't tell anyone about it.
No,
well,
just live right now.
I just.
Okay, all right.
No, I just and I didn't. I'll never do that again.
Let's not throw stones here.
Yeah, yeah.
Who hasn't ate the popcorn and you're looking at the bag like that's a lot of butter still on the side of that inside?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you start wiping it your little finger on the inside and licking your finger
and getting the salt.
And you look around. Yeah, I'm that desperate today. Yeah. And you start ripping the bag.
No.
And you grab it and start licking the inside of the bag like an absolute animal. Yeah. Salt and butter.
Yeah, I've done
beautiful
that. Yeah.
Salt and butter. Or eating chips and dip. I don't really want any more chips. I'm pretty full. But this dip, though. Don't mind a little finger in the old dip.
Yeah, you clean
eat
that thing.
Haul of.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've done
French
that.
Onion Jeez. Dip.
Even when like I have more chips, but the dip is all gone, but it's still like you know there's still caked on the walls.
Yes,
I would do that.
Oh,
do
the old
scrape and then put it in my mouth and then put chips.
Ready? Want to hear a pro move?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay, there's a bunch of dips still at the bottom here.
Yeah,
in the corners, and you got nothing next to your chips. Your chips are all crap.
Yeah,
can't get in there good.
Crumbs.
I grab crummies. I throw them right in there. Smush it around.
Yeah,
and then I grab a spoon and I eat that.
Like, you eat the crumbs and the dip.
Soup, dude.
That's
genius.
That's a solid move,
that's
dude.
Genius work.
Man, holy moly,
dude. I recommend it to everyone.
That's
game.
Yeah, dude. That's
yeah, your boy's got game right there. He got game. She got game.
You know, man, I could only imagine that came from a stoner brain. You know? Like, bro, what if I put chips in there, bro?
That's what it's all about.
You know? That's, Jess, that's wild, though, with the whole seasoning thing.
Oh, yeah, dude. Seasoning's delicious. I mean, but I really learned my lesson there. Like, don't just go sticking your spoon in things and just eating anything you want.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a good PSA. For today's Medicine Wheel of Music.
Yeah.
Also, if your car window doesn't close properly or go up properly, probably not best to pour tea on it.
Yeah, that's a good little PSA as well, actually.
Especially
what can happen? What's the worst that can happen?
I mean, it probably might go in all the gears and stuff that's inside the door and all that, so... Probably not the best thing to do, but I mean, when it's minus 40, you got children in the back, you know, you kind of do desperate things.
Well, hey, you got to do what you got to do in order to get from A to B.
Yeah,
and your situation wasn't favorable.
No, not at all, man.
Unfortunately,
but I've never been in the position where like I'm eating shake and bake crisps, leftover stuff on the.
They're delicious, goddamn it!
I could imagine if there's like you know when like sometimes the meat is on the pan and sometimes it gets stuck when you lift.
Yeah. I eat that too.
Yeah, you eat that part of it.
I swear that's where it started.
But
it started with the chicken.
Straight from the metal, bro. Like from the. Like there's no parchment paper in there at all or
no,
anything?
No, nothing. No,
just
it's just
pan.
It's just just the pan, just the top.
Cool.
Right,
look at us. We got time to clean our pans. Oh, fancy guy.
You're telling me you've never done any of this, eh?
Well, honestly, I mean, I would put it on straight pan before, but you know, since being married and everything, you have a wife that's like puts parchment paper and everything.
Because she's got to do the dishes.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, okay, that's women are smarter.
That detergent lifts everything off really easily, anyways. Yeah. To be honest, hence why it was.
You ever get like to a point where like you need to use laundry like or any type of like non body soap to like wash yourself? We have to use detergent or.
Like soap. Financially,
Well, financially, or just like you ran out of your body soap, or you have no bar soap left. Okay,
so you use what? You little dish Dawn. Detergent?
Yeah, you use Dawn, or you use like laundry, some Tide, or whatever. You know,
now you're the weird one.
No.
Because they use it on ducks. Because they use it on ducks and stuff like that. Clean the oil off.
Well, I've had to use like dish soap, but I've never used like laundry detergent or anything.
Dish soap. Yeah, I've never used dish soap. Or actually, I think if I run out of body wash, I run out and I just use water and I scrub pretty good or what have you. But I've never been like, what can I use?
You're telling me you never had a shampoo bath.
I mean, I've used shampoo to like
wash everything.
Yeah. Oh, 1,000%. 1,000%.
Honestly, when I shower, when I do use shampoo, I go for the double like. Wash where I wash the private areas with the shampoo, then I go back with the other soap, whatever, because I want to make sure that area is
clean,
scrubbed. You know what I mean? I don't want any more
funk
or pheromones coming off of it. You know what I mean? Because it'll be strong. You know what I mean? But get a lot of people looking.
Speaking of strong, we got a strong show here today.
Do we?
I think. The North Sound is the band that we are playing today.
Nice.
Don't know too much about them. From Treaty 7 territory. We'll dig into a little more of where they're from and what they're all about when we get back. But we're going to start by kicking things off with the album What It Takes from 2025. Looks like a little duo, little guy and the girl action.
Nice. Let's go.
And what else we got going on? A couple of different random things on the docket here. We got some weather, some spurts. Of course, we don't have House here today.
Yeah, House is homeless.
Assuming he is in church.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Begging for forgiveness, of
like
course.
God. What did he do now?
Well, I couldn't tell you. I don't think anyone knows.
Let's play Spin the Phone.
Spin the Phone?
Let's play. That's a kiss for me. Right here. Both cheeks.
Both cheeks right here, right now. all right, North Sound. Let's kick it off with the first track here, Till the Love Runs Out.
Cool.
And then we'll get back. More fun and hijinks. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Right on. The North Sound, What It Takes, Till the Love Runs Out. You're listening to CKW 95.9.
Whoa. I'm been 4 hours, only a few hours to go. Won't have time to hit the motels, go straight to the show. People, they're all waiting on this gift that we've been given. Sure is a hard way to make an easy living. And I don't know what else to do. And I don't know what else to say. A song on the radio so my kids can keep on eating. Sure is a hard way to make an easy living. And I don't know what else to do. And I don't know what else to say.
Thank you. ask a friend about her. Just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I rang her number by mistake today, she thinks I still care. Just because I haunt the same old places where the memory of her lingers everywhere. Just because I'm not the happy guy I used to be, she thinks I still care. But if she's happy thinking I still need her, then let that silly notion bring her cheer. But how could she ever be so foolish? Oh, where would she get such an idea? Just because I ask a friend about her, just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I saw her thin went all to pieces, she thinks I still care. She thinks I still care.
Churches and bars that I don't think. It's tough when no one wants you around, 'cause you're too up or too down. And everyone's got a bright idea. I listen to what I wanna hear. Ain't no one God steering me straight, so I hope something better takes. So I got faith. Let the water wash over me, let it wash
Let the water wash over me. Let it wash over me. Let the water wash over me. Let it wash over me. Let the water wash over me. Let it wash over me.
Listen to the Medicine Wheel of Music. My name is Jesse. We got Tony. We got
Kid. The Kid, not House.
Not House. I'm sorry, dude.
Oh,
right, we'll get you in there soon in the old memory
bank.
This track right here, Dustin recommended it highly. So.
Why?
Well, I was just telling the people about how some of my habits aren't
healthiest.
The healthiest.
Yeah.
I do some questionable things, including spoons and forks.
Jess, I had a lot of respect for you, man.
Where'd it go? Is it gone?
Well, it seemed to lift like that all that seasoning off that pan from all the detergent.
I see.
The dish soap.
It's gone.
Yeah,
down the gullet.
Yeah.
Dang.
Just farting bubbles. You were sick, dude. You ate detergent.
Yeah, man.
Welcome back to Medicine Wheel of Music. We're listening to a little bit of the North Sound this morning. If you've never heard of the North Sound, Treaty 7 territory, Alberta, North Sound is ever-changing with lyrics spanning across haunting metaphors and sound balance between today's modern production and the era of Graham Parsons and Emma Lou Harris blazing the highways. The group was formed in 2014 by lead singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Forrest Eagle Speaker, with his partner Nevada Frey Statt supplying harmonies.
What?
The North Sound was created to share stories in keeping with Forrest Blackfoot identity and traditions from Treaty 7 territory. The North Sound has had 4 singles reach number 1 on the Indigenous Music Countdown, as well as Saskatchewan's MBC Radio. Won Saskatchewan Music Award for Indigenous Artist of the Year, nominated for Roots Album of the Year in 2021, Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards, yada yada, blah 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 blah.
Feathers.
End of the day, good stuff. I got a little bit of country going.
Speaking of good stuff.
Going with them. Snuck in a little George Jones in there, a little fiddle track in there. We got some requests happening that we're going to be playing in a little bit.
Actually, I just got a request here on the hotline here from Fernzilla.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it. Who is that? I'll write it down.
He's requesting George Thorogood, Nighttime.
Nighttime, George Thorogood.
Maybe we can get that queued up a little bit later on.
I don't know if I've ever heard it.
No, neither have I. I've heard of Bad to the Bone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thorogood.
Did he sing One Shot, One Bourbon, One Beer?
You said that wrong.
Oh, one blah, 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 blah. Did we sing that one?
Yeah, sure. one bourbon, one rum beer. Yeah, him and the Destroyer sang.
Okay, all right. Nice.
It's been a minute.
My dad and I, Fernzilla, we were actually going to go see George Thorogood. He was coming into town, I think, 2023.
Okay.
But then he got sick and then rescheduled to 2024. And then when the time came around for 2024, then he canceled again. And so then he just flat out canceled it. And we're like, damn.
Yeah. Just don't even schedule us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why you just
say you don't want to come to Winnipeg.
Yeah. It's just one of those things where it's just like, it's Winnipeg next.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well,
he just actually scheduled another concert this summer to come here. So, but I'm kind of
over it.
We'll wait and see, man.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Let's see what actually happens.
Yeah. Jeez. He's like old too, man. He's like in his 70s.
Thorogood?
Thorogood, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of guys still going strong. Guys like the Rolling Stones and stuff. I mean, aren't they all in their 80s and they're still showing, like, yeah, putting on good shows?
Geriatrics.
Never met him.
Yeah.
My favorite band.
The
Geriatrics.
Do you ever have a poster? What kind of posters did you have on your wall back in the day there, Tom?
What do you mean? Like, just
like posters on your wall when you were a kid growing up. What kind of, was there movie posters, music posters, sports posters? Well, what did you have mostly?
Definitely wrestling posters.
Okay.
And then if I had any, like, I probably wouldn't have any music ones. I remember my mom had some, like, music posters. She had, like, Nirvana and stuff on her wall.
On her wall?
On her
wall,
in
her bedroom.
Yeah. She had that in utero one. She's the one with, like, the...
Sounds cooler than you, dude.
Yeah.
Cooler than you, dude.
Yeah. That album cover, you know, the in utero one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that cover she had on her wall and stuff. And if I had anything, it'd probably be, like, dinosaurs or whatever, you know?
Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Like the show?
Well, not that show, but, like, just, I don't know, if I had, like, T-Rexes on the wall. I'm
trying to think of stuff that I had. I remember I had... Do you remember the movie Carpool?
Yeah.
With Tom Arnold. Yeah, some other fool.
Jesse had a sweet Carpool poster. Also had the Chicago Bulls, because Jesse was a huge Bulls fan.
Yeah, okay, so I came across this Bulls poster. It wasn't a paper poster. It was a cardboard one.
Cardboard.
About the size of this thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And it had Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman.
Nice.
And I remember coming across that and being like, I got to put that up. Nice. Meanwhile... Never been into basketball.
Yeah.
Never been into the Bulls.
Never watched a game.
Barely knew. I knew who Jordan was, and I was like,
this is cool.
This is cool.
Yeah.
You know when you're doing things, man, to try to be cool?
Yeah, man. Yeah, of course. I had car posters on my wall from Scholastics.
Yeah.
You know, just the Lotus.
Yeah.
I hate cars. I don't care.
Don't care about cars at all.
The only thing I had, actually, that I cared about... A nice lineup of Sunshine Girls.
Dude, I was just about to say that, man. I had Sunshine Girls when WWE would come to town, and they would put, like, WWE Sunshine Girls in there. Like, Tori Wilson was one of them that was in there, and I had it on my wall and everything. And a lot of pre-teen seed has been spilt because of that. You know what I mean?
God dang, eh? Yeah, Sunshine Girls, they were huge. There was... some of the best parts of the newspaper.
I mean,
other than the comics and the...
it's a shame that they're not in there anymore.
It's too bad. There's barely a paper anymore. You open up a paper nowadays, it's only about 8 pages long, and then that's it.
I was actually, before I went to the Jets game yesterday, and we were waiting for a friend at the True North Square, so I just kind of sat there. The paper was on the Winnipeg Sun, and I grabbed it, and it's just, like, thin, dude. It's like, there's no news anymore? Like, everything's done now, or what? Like, come on.
It's too bad that you don't have something like that, because... It's like, it's easy to make. Like, there's a part of me that's just like, why are we even making these anymore?
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, they're easy to make now because they're only so thin anyways, right? So it's just like, may as well just keep that thing going until, I guess, I don't know. Until the last generation that doesn't read newspapers anymore just kind of goes off into the distance.
And I'm pretty sure, like, the newspaper, like, the one that I read was the Winnipeg Sun, which is not even the Winnipeg Sun that we grew up with anymore, because it's owned by, like, some other dude now, some local dude. It's just, like, papers are not even owned by, like, big corporations anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kind of became regional, and, you know, like...
Remember when they used to, like, hide money around Winnipeg, and they'd give you a clue in the Winnipeg Sun of where it was? It'd be like... just a picture of railroad tracks.
Yeah.
And then, like, let's say, like, northeast.
Yeah. How much could you win through that again? Like $500 or something?
I can't remember.
Some dirt cheap.
It was a good piece of cash, though,
I think.
Fun.
Yeah,
you'd search all around the city. Did people die from that at all?
Probably.
Dude, probably. I think because literally there's like, I think one time they put railroad tracks on there.
No.
They're like, oh, why did we do that? Now there's people just looking on railroad tracks.
Yeah, just hanging around the railroads.
Fools.
They should bring that back too.
Can't do that these days, man.
No.
Get stabbed. Shot.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
We could only hide it in the Assiniboine Park.
Yeah,
it's the only safe
much.
Place.
It's the only safe spot anymore. And even that, oh, hanging in the bushes. You never know what's hanging in the bushes. That's all I'm saying.
Me.
And me.
And me. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and there was a guy talking about how somehow horses was brought up, and this guy's like, you know what? I don't even know why we ride those things anymore. And he was talking about how...
I'm with him.
Well, it's just like we had a reason to ride the horses back when there were no cars and such.
Yep.
Yeah. But now that we have certain types of transportation, like cars or even bikes or whatever, mm-hmm. it's like, why are we still riding horses?
Mm.
And it got me thinking, like, what we domesticated horses and like cats and dogs and stuff, and I'm thinking in my head, like, have we tried domesticating all of the animals, and like we're finally at the, like, okay, these are the ones that we can domesticate, and these are the ones we just do not domesticate,
right,
at all.
Yeah. I was doom scrolling, I read something quick, I heard foxes are starting to become domesticated.
They've become the new thing.
Yeah, they've become the new thing.
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that too. I seen something online too where raccoons are becoming kind of domesticated as well. Like they're starting to change their habits by being around humans.
Yes.
And even their appearance is starting to change now to become look more like cuter for humans.
Inviting.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Yeah.
The face is changing?
They're
morphing?
They used to be longer, but now they're getting shorter.
Yeah.
Because they used to like use their nose to like dig in trash and stuff now. But now that they're becoming more... you know, around humans and stuff, they're becoming a little bit more attractive for humans to bring inside and everything. And I see TikToks all the time of people like having raccoons and stuff.
Yeah,
and they're pretty like handy animals. I mean,
they're smart.
Yeah,
they can hand you tools and stuff.
I mean, they have wrench. They have little hands, man.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. So. They got thumbs. They can do things.
Actually, I just got an update too from Fernzilla.
Okay.
Apparently, my uncle Ron, who RIP passed away a few years ago,
sorry.
He found $5,000 through that search for gold thing.
Yeah,
$5,000.
Was that the prize?
I believe
$5,000.
Was 500?
So.
I just
no, it's $5,000, dude.
Oh, jeez.
Like, people going everywhere.
Yeah, people going ape shit for that stuff, dude.
I would, man. Uncle Ron, he must have just got a couple cases and just celebrated. Ron, you know what I mean?
That's actually how he passed away. He found that $5,000. That was it.
I was on the train tracks, and he
that poor train. Good dang, dude. Yeah, I remember I was thinking in my head, like, who's the first guy who came across a horse and was like, we should ride that thing, you know? It's like, yeah, they're much bigger than us. And then they try, and it's like, that didn't work.
Yeah.
And someone was like, you should just keep trying that.
Just keep trying.
Until you break it.
Or break your neck.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, what a dumbass idea. And then it stuck around, and then it actually worked.
I think bears are more friendly than we are told. I think you could... domesticate a bear.
If you keep,
honestly, if you can get a cub, I think you could treat it like a dog, and it'll be like on your couch, just chilling on your couch,
just huge.
I swear.
Like I understand domesticating animals when they're slightly smaller than us, right? So we can keep the upper hand the whole time. Yeah. Hence, dogs, cats, raccoons, foxes, you know what have you. But I mean, when it comes to the bigger things, when they grow bigger than us, then I can understand being like, maybe we should keep this thing out of the house, you know? Like
leave gorillas alone.
Leave the gorillas alone. Leave the bears alone.
They keep trying to domesticate gorillas or monkeys.
And they
it
just
doesn't work. Out.
No, they just keep tearing faces off,
eating fingers, and attacking genitals.
Yeah,
immediately.
Well, the thing is, what are the people trying to do with those monkeys that have them attacking genitals right away?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a story a while back. Okay, these older couple had a pet monkey.
Yeah.
And it just got too big for them. And they're like, well, okay, we'll give it. I think actually the city got involved and said, you got to get rid of them.
Hmm.
So they brought them to a sanctuary. And a year later, like, oh, it's JoJo's birthday. Let's bring him a cake. idiots.
Yeah.
So they bring a cake to their pet gorilla, and he's also housed with two other gorillas.
Oh, no.
And so the other gorillas are like, oh, I want some of that.
Yeah.
And the old man's like, this is Coco's. Yeah, he understands.
Yeah.
He immediately starts getting ripped apart.
No.
And he's trying to defend his wife, and his face gets ripped off. Oh. And he's eating his fingers, and then... lo and behold, the last bit of joy, he goes for the genitals.
Yeah. The cherry on top.
And then they did it the creme de la creme. Guy after, and he goes, I just want my monkey to come back home
as blood is
where he's safe. And I could watch over him. But he could barely speak. He had no voice.
Yeah, your face looks like deli meat.
I blame the city for taking away my gorgeous pet.
God damn.
Oh, my. This is Coco's. Like, I said, like the wild animal's going to know exactly what he's saying, bro.
He said, like, yes, give that back to me.
Why didn't his monkey defend him?
True that. He didn't love it. Didn't love it the way that I would love it. Poor monkeys.
Apparently, Uncle Ron found the $5,000 on Green Hill.
Oh, really?
Garbage Hill.
Garbage Hill. Yeah, right on the top there?
Yeah, he said he got a hint from work. The next day, he called in sick. That day, he was on the front page of The Sun. Wow.
Dude.
That's pretty awesome.
Just, I wonder what the clue was. Was it just a big Green Hill plus a pile of garbage?
Dude, that'd be too easy.
Yo, that's Green Hill.
That's Green Hill.
That would be too easy, dude.
I wonder who was, like, in charge of, like, putting the cash out there. You know what I mean? Like, who do they...
The actual person going out from the sun. Physically going out there?
Yeah. Some intern.
What if it's done at, like, nighttime or something where they're like, we got to make sure no one sees me hiding this thing.
Sir, you dropped something.
It's a nice wad of cash.
Yeah.
Sweaty wad of cash.
Just looking for my mask.
I got it.
Actually, you know what? Sometimes I think about that, too, with, like, domesticated animals and stuff. And how about how, like dogs, when they first started, like, you know, interacting with humans and stuff, like back in, like, the caveman days.
Well, they tell us about it being such a pack animal, right?
Yeah,
and, like, that's what makes it so much easier to domesticate.
Yeah.
And, like, are cats considered pack animals?
I'm not sure. Actually, you know what? I know more about the history of dogs. Like, I'm not like some sort of connoisseur or dog history.
Yeah, you are. Right?
But, like, I don't know how cats became, like, domesticated. All I know is, like, Egyptians really loved them and stuff.
Sure.
You know? But when it came to dogs, it's like they, you know, they became close to humans because humans would feed them and they would get, you know, close to them and they get affectionate with them.
Mm.
And then they'd become kind of like companions to humans and all that kind of stuff. And then they just slowly became pugs. You know? Just... interbreeding and all that stuff, you know? So.
Those poor things, man. It's insane. Like, some of them can't even breathe right, or born
just with
a terrible life.
Mask on.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, kill
this thing.
Imagine like those first wolves that like contact humans were to see, like, what the dogs are now. They're like, what the hell is that? You know?
Look, no, you massacred my boy.
Yeah, look at this
face
thing. You know what I mean? Like, jeez.
What happened to your face, buddy?
Yeah.
You've been living with the humans too long. You gotta come back out here. We'll normalize you.
But the monkeys, though. Genitals. Why do they go for it, man?
That's a good question, man.
Yeah.
Why do gorillas? All right. You know what? I'm gonna save that search.
Maybe go to incognito later and search that up.
All right.
Kelly in the sexy stud.
10:52. We're a few minutes away from the weather. I'm gonna play a couple tracks here.
Cool.
And then when we get back, I'll hit you with some of the weather, whether you like it or not. You know what I'm going to play a little bit?
Oh, so it's not cash.
It is not cash.
It was a ticket taped to a wooden fence along the road up to the hill. You know that road that goes up to the garbage hill?
Yeah.
So there was a ticket there. And then it's like...
And then you cash that in.
And you probably go to, like, Winnipeg Sun or something.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's cool,
not
man.
Not just having, like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool that we know... like, how the process happens. You know what I mean? With Uncle Ron winning it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so...
I don't think I know anyone else. Yeah, I don't know anyone that's won that thing.
Honestly, I forgot about that thing.
So. Those are fun.
It was fun. Yeah. It was super fun.
Back when you could have fun in the city. You know what I mean?
Not allowed no more.
No.
It's different now. I tell you. All right. Next track we're going to play is a little dedication to my to the brothers, actually, from my Uncle Red. So it's nice. going out to the fam, all right?
Yeah,
how about that? This is the cover of the Rolling Stones by Dr. Hook. And you're listening to CKDub.
Yeah.
95.9. Just turn it up. Turn it up.
I don't believe it.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Hey, hey, sugar.
Shake
it up. We well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we've never known is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yes.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
I got a freaky old lady named my Cocaine Kitty who embroideries on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover? Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone? Little teenage blue-eyed groupies who'll do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru, he's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Uh-huh. Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face
on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Smiling man, oh, beautiful.
And I don't wanna do the dishes, but they keep piling up. Once I get some coffee in me, I'll figure out what's what. Days are getting shorter and to-dos don't seem to end. There's always something else around the bend. I'm not sure what I'm doing, no one really is. Not sure which way to go, just don't get caught up in the wind. My remaining days, I wanna make different mistakes, 'cause I know now that's what it takes. What it takes, what it takes. I know now that's what it takes. With my remaining days, I wanna make different mistakes. I don't wanna leave the house, my car don't wanna drive. My dash looks like a Christmas tree from all the warning lights. The nights are getting longer and that wouldn't be so bad if I could fall asleep, but I can't. not sure what I'm doing, but no one really is. Not sure which way to go, just don't get caught up in the wind. With my remaining days, I wanna make different mistakes, 'cause I know now that's what it takes. What it takes, what it takes. I know now that's what it takes. What it takes, what it takes. And I know now that's what it takes. What it takes, what it takes. And I know now that's what it takes. With my remaining days, I wanna make different mistakes.